Welcome to the podcast. Hello.
Whoa. Is that Evan?
Yes, it is.
It's Tony and Ryan. Welcome to the podcast. Do you approve this episode?
I do approve it, guys.
Yay!
Woo! We just listen to you right now talk about a hair straightener.
Oh. What side do you sit on, Evan? Do you reckon I was in the right or in the wrong?
You're on the right. You should have had a hair straightener.
Yeah.
They said Dyson on the website.
Said it on the website. Thanks, Evan. Yeah. Really appreciate it.
True word has never been spoken.
Hey, I'm Evan and I'm from Melbourne and I approve this podcast.
All right, coming up today, I've got a favour to ask. I've got a favour to ask, a question. If you have recently got married or you're thinking of getting married,
okay.
I have some advice. No, I need some advice.
Oh, my God. Well, which one is that?
Yeah. Well, I don't think I'm like the marriage advice guy.
I think that because you're so practical, like you're like, it's easy. Mm-hmm. Like you're like, what's their advice to give about? Like it's just, it is what it is.
Yeah. And I think, okay, actually I do have some marriage advice.
Oh.
You know the secret to Bridget and I's very successful marriage?
What?
We actually get along.
Yeah. I mean, it seems simple, doesn't it?
Well, like I've worked in some like blokey environments.
Yeah.
And so has Bridget actually. But there's a lot of like, oh, the missus. Oh, I got to go. And I'm like, well, fucking you married her. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like,
wow.
Why don't you marry someone you like? Don't come in here and complain about someone you claim to love. Why don't you come in here and say how great they are and stick up for them?
And like, you know that saying like you're only as strong as your weakest link? Mm. Like if you like are all lovey at home but then you're an asshole about your partner at work.
Then you're an asshole.
Then you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Like your weakest part of your relationship is the part where you bitch about them to your friends.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah. Just don't bitch about them.
No. I mean, there's obviously like venting and being like, oh, this thing happened or whatever. That's fine. But like you're constantly fucking –
whinging about your partner?
Or like saying horrible shit.
Yeah.
I worked with this guy once who just like talked to us about his wife all the time, like in a really like derogatory way.
But man, you're talking about your wife there.
Yeah. And like not only am I thinking to myself, oh, how would I feel if I knew that and he would never, but if Torbs was
Torbs having beers with the lads?
If Torbs was talking about me like at work or something, he would never do that. But like I was just really upset and I actually was like, hey, it actually makes me really uncomfortable when you talk about your wife that way. And this person was like, oh, well, it was like real ladsy. And I was like, bro, I don't think that's okay.
The standard you walk past, the standard you accept, I'm not going to have that.
Love that.
So apparently some people were bitching about their partners at my wife's old place.
Yeah.
And it was almost like they looked across the bridge like, oh, it's your turn. And she goes, I actually like Ryan. We get along real well. And just like stared at him. And they were like, oh. Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's why we're married.
And, you know, then that's when people go, oh, well, must be nice. Like, well, yeah, that's what marriage is for.
Yeah, we're really good friends and we get along. Yeah. So we decided to share our life together.
That was the same, like, during COVID. People were like, oh, you know, like, have to hang out with the husband all the time. I'm like, oh, I could not think of anything better than hanging out with Torbs 24/7.
Yeah. Same.
I'm like, fuck yeah, lockdown again, baby.
I don't have to go out, fucking lock us down for 5 years. Couldn't be happier. Like, me and Bridge just hanging out, having a mad time.
Anyway,
well, for someone who's not a marriage advice guy, I fucking
we've got a lot to say.
Pop that in your pipe and smoke it. First though, because I think I mentioned BJ's at the vet.
Yeah.
He's getting a tooth pulled.
Yeah.
Has to get the roots and the canal out and stuff.
Was that on Friday? How is he?
He's a bit ginger, and he's only eating soft food because obviously his mouth's real sore.
Oh, poor little thing.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what's real cute because he had to have like a local anaesthetic. He's like drooling, but he doesn't know he's drooling because his mouth's a bit numb.
It.
Yeah.
Oh.
And when he came out of the thing, he saw us and he kind of just walked up and like stood next to me and was like, yeah, he was right.
Oh.
So he needs some cuddles, but he's all good.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it.
He's all good. But this is things you can say at the vet and also in the bedroom.
Whoa, are you going to stick me with that thing? It's fucking huge.
I've never heard anyone say anything like that before, so thank you. Funny and also thank you. Speaking of which, can you take care of this cock?
Cock-a-doodle, yes I do.
Oh, shit.
what are they going to do to my daughter in there?
Ooh, wow.
Because when I take Pippi to the vet, obviously I don't know what they're going to do to my daughter in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Tony, but you might have to start a round of antibiotics after that. And on behalf of all TARPers, can I just comment? I know you've not been well, but thanks for taking up smoking in the last few weeks.
Oh,
the fact
you
smoked
God.
A whole pack before today's ep is a real treat.
Someone commented yesterday and said, I find Tony's phlegmy laugh endearing. And I was like, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
No one does. This is for when you're meeting the vet for the first time.
Okay.
I know you're not like a medical, like human doctor, but do you still have a PhD?
First of all, excellent. Second of all, they don't. They're a doctor of veterinary science.
Are they?
Yeah.
But is that PhD?
No, that's DVS.
Love watching a DVD.
What do you do for a living? I'm a DVD. Oh, hi. What are you showing today? I actually don't know what they're called now, I think about it.
DDS. No, that's dentist.
This is something you can say in the bedroom at the vet, and I've also heard yelled out at this drunk woman who was screeching at the horse racing.
Oh.
Oh! Would someone put a muzzle on it?
I've brought a prop, and I know you're a fan of a prop gag.
Do you know how to open the box? And that's not one of them?
That's not one.
I hope this is worth it.
It is.
What you got there, mate?
Oh, no. Hang on.
Can I just bring people up to speed?
Oh, hang on, I'm just getting another
okay,
pop.
So can I bring people up to
yep,
speed?
Yep.
Tony is attempting to put on a rubber glove. And the first time, you know when you get the thumb and the little finger around the wrong way, so then she flipped it
yep.
and then pulled it too tight and just it snapped back and ripped open over her hand.
Things you can say at the vet and also in the bedroom.
All right, are we ready? I'm ready.
Oh, what seems to be the problem? Do you want me to have a look at that for you?
Whew.
This dog's going to get its prostate.
Take the glove off. It's so threatening. Don't.
Isn't it?
Now she's naughty nursing me. Ah. Oh, we're going to have to put it in the bum, aren't we?
If you don't want him to throw up, then yeah, you have to. Oh, did you bring your bitch in?
Does that bitch always howl like that?
How old's that bitch?
I hear there's a pussy that requires urgent attention.
Has that pussy been fixed? It is very important to keep your pussy clean.
I've always said that.
Mine's self-cleaning, but hers isn't.
If you keep misbehaving, I'm going to have to put you on a leash. You little sick puppy. Don't give me those puppy dog eyes.
He was very thorough. Looked everywhere.
Wow.
Absolutely everywhere.
He's got a VDV deck.
He's got a DDS, VDS, DDV.
Hey, can you hold her down while I stick this in?
Because of COVID, your parent can't come in with you. Because of COVID, you have to stay outside.
It's for the best. You might hear some things, though. She copped it so badly. we might need to put her down.
Put her down on the ground for a walk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys sell food here? Because this bitch is starving.
Because this pussy needs to be filled.
This pussy needs to be fed.
This is for when your dog has eaten something they've found, like in the backyard or the park or something.
Oh, yep.
Oh, she swallowed all that.
She's going to need her stomach pumped. She's had her arsehole pumped already. So the actual procedure's only like, you know, 3 or 4 minutes, but you'll sleep really well after.
Yeah, yep, fact. with those gloves, can I borrow them for a sec?
Yeah.
Although I don't think they're the right ones because I'm going to need the ones that go right up to the elbow.
Oh, what are you, birthing a cow? Double fisted.
She's got a name.
This is when you're on the phone to make the appointment. Yep. Yeah, what time did you want to come in the back door? Yeah, the front door's not as safe.
She doesn't look well, but let me look at her and usually I can figure out if she prefers to take it orally or rectally, just from the look.
You can't ask her?
It's like, you can just tell. You know.
She's gagged. Oh, God. We're going to have to put one of those big collars on you so you stop licking my wound. Just can't get enough.
They keep licking their own wound. We're going to put you in a collar.
I can't reach my own. Axe wound.
Tarpa Emily is actually a vet.
Sorry, Emily.
And this is how she sent this in. She has to tell people to clean their dog's ears because apparently dog's ears can get really infected.
Yeah.
And she said, every time I say this at work, I think of this podcast. And she's like, finally, my time has arrived. Actually, let me drink some cold water before I read this in.
Oh.
So this is Emily asking a customer, patient, what do you say, that they need to clean behind their dog's ears. So you're going to have to pinch the base just here and make sure you really get your fingers around it and massage it until it kind of squelches a little bit. It's normal for them to shake a little bit after and then you can wipe off any excess.
Yeah. Right. Whoa. I've said that privately, yeah, but not
out there. Loud.
The thing about cleaning their ears is that you need to avoid yeast infections. Because if you've got a yeast infection, you can't have any fun.
No.
This is for when you're taking the dog's temperature. Stay still. I need to put this in your asshole.
I'll get you to shave the area first. It makes cleaning it up easier.
God. A successful appointment. On the way out, I might get a toy for me pussy. Just really deserve it.
Treat yourself. You've had a rough day. If you give him a treat, he'll do tricks.
Oh. Don't wag that thing.
Ooh. Spin it.
Hey, I'm Evan. I'm from Melbourne, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
How could one girl have so much liquid in her body? And that's not one.
Welcome back to the podcast. Tony's just blown her nose and said what I think is the funniest thing ever.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
A few more people that I hope really appreciated that. Some of our champion tapas over at our Patreon. Emily Zerlinden.
Things
thank
she can
so
say
much.
Having a cold and also in the bedroom.
Annabelle Dunphy. I love Modern Family.
Yep.
Christine Clark, Leo Shaw, Stacey Yoshizumi, Nicole Zuraville, Anna Maria Louisa Dax.
Jeez, don't. Do you want to buy a vowel?
Would
Jesus
you do any more fucking names? Anna Maria Louisa Dax. Annie Peterson, Georgia Atkins, Nick Chivers, and Amanda. Amanda.
Is it fair to say
yep.
that more than ever before in history, you can't really assume that couples will get married at some stage?
Totally, yep.
And that the girl is going to take the boys' names because that's how we've always done it and that's what marriage is supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know if it's our friends or maybe living in Melbourne, which is like a more like a progressive sort of, yeah. but like the, you can't just go, oh, you guys are going to get married and you take the name, it's all a done deal. Is that fair to say? Or?
Totally. Yeah. I think, do you reckon as well, it's because like back in the day, like, well, in my parents' day, this is like yep. the example I'm going to use, that like my mum like had a job, but like until later in life, she didn't really like have a career.
Yeah.
So now people like work on their careers for longer before like getting married. And like if you've established yourself as like Tony Lodge, then like if I was to get married, it's like, well, do I want to change my name because like my email, you know.
SEO.
Like
someone Googles you, especially like professionals who are like on LinkedIn and are an expert in their yeah. field and stuff like that. So it's like you Google the name. And then it changes when you're whatever
yeah.
age.
Like,
well,
which
so
is
if,
just...
if you get married, will you change your name? Because, I mean, Tony Lodge.
Undecided.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not saying this to be a dick.
Yeah.
But it sounds like a dick thing to say.
Uh-huh.
Would Tony Lodge be your, like, stage name?
Like Ryan John.
Well, that's just my middle name.
But that's, like, not your last name.
I'll tell you why that is the case. Yeah. It's because when I was like doing radio and an accountant at the same time, I didn't want my accounting clients to Google me and see me like dancing in a dress being a fuckhead.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So I was trying to like, you know how teachers change their names so their kids can't find them?
Yeah.
And then it kind of stuck. And yeah. now, I don't know, it is what it is. But
oh, but like it's a, like it's no
it's
shade. It doesn't yeah. matter. But like that's your like stage name. Like
yeah. It irks me hearing that. But I'm asking you the same thing.
But
so
it
I
is.
Get it. It's
but
just
it
so
is.
Awkward.
I really don't know. I'm not really attached to my last name. Like, I don't, you know how lots of people are like, oh, I'm really proud to, like, be
yeah.
Smith, so I don't want to change my last name or whatever. You know, I don't know.
Lodge the word itself, take it or leave it.
Yeah, like, I don't really care, except.
Are you allowed to be the heiress of the Torborough fortune if you don't take his name?
I fucking hope so.
Yeah.
I fucking hope so. Hope I don't have to be called Toblerone to get it, because. Tony Toblerone. Like, that's pretty cruel.
That's, I'd say, cool.
I think that, like, the double T is, like,
perfect. Alliteration. Awful. I'm from commercial radio. Everything needs alliteration. And my favourite station listening to, that I listened to when I was younger, was Double TFM.
Double TFM.
And that's what I will call you for the rest of your life.
Oh, I just don't know if I could do the double name to myself.
So, Bridget and I got married less than 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We actually got married like 4 days after we met, the two of
yes.
us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you were about
to
get
married.
Married.
Yeah.
And I met Bridget the day she picked up her wedding dress from Georgia Young.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. And she was wearing an orange T-shirt dress with white runners and her brown Oraton bag, and she just picked up her wedding dress. And you can actually confirm that because I'm pretty sure there's a picture on her Instagram of her picking up the dress in that outfit.
Yep. And it's awkward because at work you tried to kiss me that day. And then, yeah, and then it was
that
the end of the
sound
show.
Like what I would do.
You know how we did like the Dear Diary segment of Summer Breakfast? And then yeah. I was like, Dear Diary, my wife's come to watch the end of the show, which is awkward because she's standing next to Tony, who just tried to pash me earlier.
Did I try to kiss you?
Yeah.
What was the circumstance of that?
I don't know. I just remember.
I don't remember
the
that.
And the love that you tried to show.
Oh. I remember once at work you said, why aren't you wearing any pants? Because I was wearing active wear. I was wearing leggings.
Mm.
And that was a bit awkward as well.
So
lots of sexual tension between us.
Bridget and I get married about 2 years ago. Bridget still.
And it was like during lockdown.
Yep.
So it was a bit random as well.
Us, a photographer and the celebrant. No other people attended.
Uh-huh.
Actually perfect. So Bridget still hasn't changed her name on all of the documents. And we weren't fussed about changing our name at first. But then we thought, oh, And this was important for Bridget. She just wanted to have the same name as her kids
yep.
if they come along.
Yeah.
And so could you hear those horror stories of like the kid's on the plane but the kid's got a different last name. The flight attendant's like, where's the kid's parent?
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm the parent. I'm the mum. Oh, but the name's too. And like she was like, oh, it'd just be nice for our family to have the same name. She was like, I don't really care what that name is, but I just want us all to be the same.
That's fair.
So
you discussed it before you got married that she was going to take your name?
Yeah. And it was more
was
of a question.
Was there ever any discussion of you taking her name? I guess that Ryan Rotter is pretty awful.
Double RFM.
Yeah.
a little bit. We both weren't overly fast. We just wanted to be the same.
Yeah.
And that's just the one we went with.
Yeah.
And she still 2 years later hasn't done it all because it's like to change your license, you need a bank slip with the new name. But to get the bank slip, you have to have the other thing. And then the council has to approve the driver's license. And before you go to the passport, so like – you don't just go rock up one time.
As someone who is fucking allergic to admin, that is a nightmare to me.
Yeah. Two years of admin.
Well, is it fucking worth it?
The reason that maybe the uptake has been slow is because Bridget's like, I don't actually care that much. And there's so much, like this said, you need something before you need the other thing. It's like a merry-go-round. So we're about a week away from moving into Beyonce's Airbnb.
Fucking how exciting.
2 weeks away. And
I keep forgetting, but it's like genuinely so fucking exciting.
Well, we can't get excited yet, and let me explain why.
Oh.
We get a message from the bank.
Oh.
Saying.
That's never good.
No, it never is. The bank never calls and goes, you'll never believe it. We made a clerical error. Have 10 grand.
Yeah, no, never.
Yeah.
And they never just call and ask how you are.
How you been? No. Oh, I just wanted to shoot the breeze.
Yeah, just thought we'd chat, see how you're going.
When the bank calls, you're like, fuck.
Fuck. I'm going to have to fill something in.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to print something off. You know, that's kind of where it's going.
Don't wink at me when you say I'm going to have to fill something in because I just felt something.
Well, you said you wanted to kiss me before.
That's not how I heard it.
What did you hear me say?
Should we explain that off air, Jo?
No.
Okay. Tony is doing this thing where she gaslights people.
It's really fun.
What did you hear me say?
What did you hear me say?
I heard what I heard. That's my truth. So we're obviously, you know, you get the mortgage and the home loan and they're like, cool.
Yeah.
We need 10 points of ID.
Oh.
We need this for the settlement. Your lawyer has to sign here. We need 3 pay slips from the last whatever, blah, 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 blah.
And I'm guessing that like because – if you're already in the bank system, everything like has to match.
It has
so
to match.
So you can't be Tony Lodge in one spot and then Tony Smith in another and, you know.
So my – you know, I got that really little apartment in WA.
Yes.
When I lived in WA, I bought a house there, tiny little apartment.
It cost a dollar.
Yeah, it literally they could not give it away. And I was like, I will be the jerk that takes up this renovator's delight.
Cozy.
Yeah, cozy, very cozy. And
Fixer
I found out – 6 months later,
yeah,
that I didn't own the house because they spelt John with a H. So I had to like get approval to like for a plumbing thing, and they're like, "Can you bring ID?" And I'm like, "And they're like, you don't own this house. This belongs to Ryan John J O H N."
What?
Because someone did a typo somewhere, and like you said, everything has to match. And because they're all like, it's very procedural, and it's not like,
but it's also computers.
But it's not common sense. So computers don't apply common sense. They just go, does not match.
It doesn't match, yeah.
So 6 months in, I was like, oh.
You're like, well, I've been paying for the fucking thing.
Yeah, so who owns it then? Some other Ryan John with a H.
Oh, fuck.
So anyway, we want to have the name in our house.
Yeah.
But
the house in our name.
Yep.
Yep.
The name in our. Yep. Yep.
Yep.
But it turns out Bridget's pay slips are a different name because it's still like her old name. So the new
name. Her career name.
Her career name. And so the bank's gone.
Bridget's stage name.
So the bank's like, we have no income records for Bridget Dunn because she.
Doesn't exist.
Well, she's unemployed. Well, there's underemployment and income, it is zero. And. You
fuck off.
Yeah. And I'm like, she's like, oh, I've got married. And so Bridget Rodder's been earning. And of course, the bank, a computer, is like, yeah, cool for her.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for Bridget Rodder. But Bridget Dunn wants this house and no comprehende, no income, no money. What's your husband do? Oh, he's a white guy with a podcast. Right. And you want a home loan?
Yeah. Wow.
An unemployed lady and a guy with a podcast. Fucking right.
Probably not.
So. I need to actually make a formal announcement.
Oh.
there will be a slight delay in the Dips and Dips housewarming that everyone's invited to, because I don't want to get everyone all jazzed up and excited and God ordering forbid. The dips, because they'll go off.
Yeah.
Because there may be like
some,
you know, a bit of time shuffling, maybe an extra week here.
Bit of paperwork.
Yeah, a bit of paperwork issues.
So you actually, like, has it delayed you guys being able to move in?
Well, when they say, oh, it's all good, can you just provide evidence that Bridget Dunn has earned money? And we go, well, it's not all good because we can't.
Because that person isn't this person.
Yeah. So maybe I'll just head down to the bank today.
Oh, my God.
Say good day to the guys.
See, how stressful. If I just stay, like, if I'm to get married, if I just stay a lodge, how much easier? Because I'll just be a lodge forever and then I don't have to worry about this issue.
And if there's one thing I know about you, avoiding admin is your forte.
It is my full-time job, is avoiding admin.
Would you, on behalf of us, go down to the bank and have a chat?
I have.
You
have? I have done that.
You have done that. You actually twice. Have. Yeah. Tony's a signature on, like,
yeah,
Bridget and I's little tax thingy.
I am, yeah.
Well, as a trustee, beneficiary, I don't know, I'm just saying words now.
Me either.
As a person of signage status,
yep.
Can you go sort it out?
Do you think that they'll let me? Well, like, I signed one official document for them. I'm now their spokesperson.
I think it's more like, how do I say this without coming off like a knob? I've exhausted my avenues of attempts of trying to explain pleasantly.
To the bank.
Well, it's when you explain it, they go, yeah, it all makes sense. However, and you go, what do you mean, however?
Just fix it.
Just.
So what is the plan?
Well, I need you to go down there and sort it out.
Okay, I'll go down there.
Yeah.
Yep, I'll do that for you. Right. Could you do something for me?
Sure.
Oh, what should I ask you to do?
I've got one more thing that's fucked me off.
Oh, okay.
While you think about that.
Yeah.
I owe you one. We were talking about how I took BJ to the vet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so when you took Pippa to the vet, did they go, what's her last name?
Yeah, they do.
And what did you say?
She's Pippa Lodge.
So guess what? The first time we went to this vet, Bridget took her.
Him.
And BJ is BJ Rodder.
Yeah. Well, so because they just say, what's your name?
Yep.
And I said, Tony Lodge. And then they go, great. And Pippa, is that P-I-P-P-A? And I was like, yep. And they're like, great. And then I get all this paperwork and it says Pippa Lodge. And I said to Torbs, oh, my God, I'm really – because that sounds like something we should have chatted
about.
Yeah. Do we want to hyphenate? You know?
So
Pippa Lodge Toblerone.
Yeah. So last week I think I just dropped him off before we did an episode. Yep. And, you know, there's a bit of a brouhaha about where I parked.
About you parking.
Yeah. Yep. And so I was already a bit funny, and because I said,
I've got BJ Dunn here.
Well, then I went to pick him up, and I go, I'm here to get BJ. And they go, what's your last name? I said, it's Ryan Dunn. And they go, oh, sorry, we don't have, but is it BJ Rodder? And I went, oh, yeah, that'd be it. And she goes, oh, so is it, he's not yours though? You're just picking him up?
How offensive.
Cut a fucking man down to his knees.
Yeah.
Is he not my – and earlier that day I said, just because he's a rescue doesn't mean he's not my child.
Yeah, is that quite triggering?
Am I going to have to roll that line out? Yeah, well, it was a little bit.
Because you're adopted, obviously.
Yeah.
As we've discussed.
Yeah.
Many times.
This is how I got traded.
And then she goes, well, so you're adopted. Well, this girl used to put this sandwich in her mouth. And that's a bit like that, isn't it?
That would actually explain a few things, because the dog has stopped chewing, but he's just walking around with sandwiches in his mouth. Is he a rescue? He's not really yours, is he? If today's your first episode, that will make no sense to fucking anyone.
Go back and listen. All good. Fuck. Well, yeah, I mean, it is a fucking admin nightmare. I'd actually love to hear what other people went through and whether they reckon it's worth it or not.
So here's the two questions we'll put in the episode thread.
Yep.
One, did you change your name / are you planning on changing your name? Yep. Where are you at with that?
Yeah.
Because as we said, a lot of people just like, why, don't bother anymore.
Yeah.
And two, I want to hear these fucked stories of like admin nightmares. Who owns the dog?
Yeah.
Is that really your kid? Did you also go and assault a banker for...
Verbally,
staringly. How did he assault you? Verbally, physically? No, staringly.
Staringly. Because well, he brought his dog in. And
yeah.
The dog had a different last name.
It wasn't even his. Fucking stole it on the street.
Ivy, you love to see it.
Please, bring me back.
That I think will
cheer. This admin chat has stressed me out.
It's stressful. It's a stressful
I could be homeless
topic.
In 3 weeks.
Mate, you can come move in with Torbs and I and Pippa Lodge.
Fine. I'll be in a house that's not mine with a dog I don't own. Two dogs.
Two dogs you don't own because Pippa's mine.
Yeah.
Just Dwayne
be a homeless,
McCuff.
Dogless arsehole.
Oh.
Are we on a podcast right now or am I
okay?
In a therapy chair?
I'm trying to.
Yeah, no, bring me back. Bring me back. What do you love to see?
I've got a comment here from Dwayne McCarthy.
Oh, g'day, Dwayne. The big D.
Dwayne is a big tarper. I'm sure you've seen his name pop up a few times. Dwayne says, I love to see my Frank Green tarper water bottle being recognised in public.
Fucking get it, Dwayne.
Brought it to the gym today and someone asked me, when did your tarper water bottle arrive? Making new gym buddies thanks to Tony and Ryan and Frank Green. You fucking love to see
you
that.
You love to see that. Sorry to throw you under the bus if you don't have an answer. Do we know where he's from?
No, I actually don't. I can.
I'm going to assume it's not New Zealand because they have the slowest postage in the world.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a fucking rigmarole trying to get that. I'm looking at Dwayne. Dwayne. Where are you from, Dwayne? View main profile.
Oh, you're hearing a live stalking. Right?
Yeah, I am live stalking.
In real time.
Dwayne. Oh, Dwayne's got a cat. How cute. Oh, he lives in Port Douglas.
Ah,
oh, yeah.
Queensland.
So he's in Australia.
Love
yeah.
it.
Isn't Port Douglas like fucking lovely?
Beautiful. Yeah, really nice. Yeah, lush. I also have
Dwayne
a lot
looks
to see.
Quite cool, actually.
Okay.
Dwayne, are you listening?
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. I got to love to see it.
Please. What is it?
Sorry, it was a very dog-heavy episode.
No, I live for it. Literally yesterday I left work early because I missed Pippa. So
I wonder why, Dr. Feely.
Yeah.
You know how in movies, dogs and wolves, especially wolves, but like are often like the evil, scary, yeah. like bad guy kind of thing?
Yeah.
So it turns out he's like a movie industry inside,
inside
Goss.
Oh, yep.
They need to use CGI on the dogs and the wolves because their tails are wagging too much on set because they're having so much fun.
Oh.
But of course, when you see a dog with their tail wagging and smiling,
it's happy.
Yeah, they don't look like the angry villain dog. So they need a CGI in its tail to be straight because they're having too much fun and because they're being good boys doing what they're told. That just fucking melt your heart. Oh my God, shit, Tony's crying.
What a cute problem.
Their tails are wagging too. They're too excited.
That dog's too happy. That dog's too cute.
We're going to have to CGI in some evilness.
That's adorable. Mm. That's my year.
Yeah. I actually have to edit some of our videos because you look too beautiful. I was like, no, we can't have that. We can't have the glamour distracting from the comedy.
Now who's trying to kiss who? Sounds like you're trying to kiss me.
Yeah. How am I going?
Well, you're welcome to be blessed with my presence.
Yeah, I am blessed with your presence.
And I'll try and stop wagging my tail as my so I don't look so happy.
But you'll have to see that.
We're back tomorrow. Again, they fucking just keep letting us post shit. To be honest, it's fucking cowboy world on the internet. We're allowed to just keep posting this shit.
Tomorrow's you love to see it. I already know what it is.
I love mine too.
But I have done something
yeah.
with your money without your permission.
But
I love to see it.
Okay.
So,
great.
I mean,
okay.
Get around it.
Great. I'm glad you're happy.
Yeah. I'm glad. And thank you for contributing for the purchase. Because
how could you get into my bank account? We don't have the same last name.
See you tomorrow.
Love